A deep upper-level low-pressure system pushing across the upper Midwest will see to it that we see a lot of cloudiness over the next day or two and some light precipitation, especially in the north. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The upper-level low-pressure system will pass right across the eastern portion of North Dakota and northern Minnesota overnight tonight and will continue to trek out of the region tomorrow. But it is a deep system and it will have a lot of cloudiness rotating around it, so we will see variable cloud cover and generally mostly cloudy conditions. At this hour, we're seeing a little bit of light rain and some drizzle occurring across parts of the Red River Valley area. And as we go forward through the afternoon, this band will shift to the east, but another shot of energy will be coming in from the northwest as we go forward through the evening and overnight tonight into tomorrow morning. This will bring on another opportunity for precipitation, mostly light. We'll look for the moisture totals to primarily run from trace amounts up to a quarter of an inch. There could be a few spots that end up with some greater amounts of moisture, but at this point it looks like northeastern North Dakota and portions of northwestern Minnesota will be most favored for the moisture of significance, and those areas could see anywhere from a quarter to maybe as much as three quarters of an inch by the time this system is all done. And again, the most meaningful moisture is most likely to occur from this afternoon into the night tonight. Now, South Dakota, not likely to see much in the way of precipitation. And southwestern Minnesota will also miss out on a lot of it. There could be a few spits and spats, but it won't last long. And don't worry about it causing a big interruption to farming activity. After this system moves out of the way, which will be on Wednesday, we'll look for some quieter weather occurring across the region. It'll still be mild to coolish, but we have a high pressure system coming into the area for Thursday morning. And that will be when we have the clearest skies and the lightest wind. The winds will switch around to the south at the end of this week, and we'll see that bringing back warmer temperatures. The highs this afternoon are expected to be mostly trapped into the upper 40s and 50s. We'll look for tomorrow to be cooler also, with the highs in the 40s and a few lower 50s. Minnesota and eastern North Dakota will be coolest during these 2 days. We'll look for some warming to occur Wednesday and Thursday, working our way back into more solidly into the 50s. There may even be a few lower 60s in the southernmost parts of the region as we get into Thursday afternoon. And on Friday, upper 50s into the lower 60s will be more common across most of the region. That may continue on Saturday. Our nighttime low temperatures will take a short-term break from the 30s and 40s and drop into some 20s. That's going to occur starting on Wednesday morning and probably continue on Thursday. Mostly upper 20s and lower 30s those two mornings. And then we'll go right back into some more 30s and 40s like we are going to see tomorrow morning. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.